putting cities and towns on the map on this moment of Indiana history. The location of many of Indiana's towns and cities is a result of geography, topography, and economics, with a little nostalgia thrown in the mix. Most Indiana towns started as trading or exchange centers. Others popped up along early routes to serve travelers. By 1830, more than three dozen towns had been established along the Ohio River, Madison, New Albany, and Evansville reigning as the state's largest cities during much of the 19th century. Along the lower Wabash, Vincennes was a thriving hub, while Lafayette, Logansport, Peru, Wabash, and Huntington all grew along the upper Wabash during the 1830s and 40s, when the Wabash and Erie Canal was under construction. Rivers also offered water power, a big draw for settlers. Evansville started as a mill site on Pigeon Creek. Smaller waterways and springs like French Lick attracted their own populations. Lake Michigan was attractive to settlers as a source of fresh water, a transportation route, and a barrier. Limestone lured pioneers to what is now the Bedford-Bloomington area. In other locales, reserves of gas, oil, and coal attracted settlers and speculators. Still other towns emerged and eventually declined along the rail lines. Terre Haute owes its existence to its topography. It sits high above the Wabash, as does Lafayette. Topography also stirred nostalgic feelings in early settlers. Vivi, for example, was established in 1803 by immigrants who were attracted by the resemblance of the area to that of their hometown, Vevey, Switzerland. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.